It's a girl again, I conquer, aka Chantel. It's been a while, hasn't it, since I've actually spoken here or said anything for that matter. I started this in 2019, not really knowing what this was or what I wanted to create from it. It's 2023, and somehow, some way, I saw this and I was like, wow, why did I stop doing this? It's a great way for me to be creative and talk things through. So as part of my content creation, yesterday I started my list of my 300 wishes from Steve Harvey. I don't know if anyone has heard of it. It's basically where you just write a list of 300 things that you would like. And, you know, it takes a while to get to that 300. I'm not even close yet. I don't even have 100. but it makes you become clear of what you want, because it's very, very, very detailed. So if you say you want a car, what color is the car? What make and model the car? What's all the bells and whistles that you want on the car? You have to be very, very specific about the things that you want. And once you get through to that list or to the hundreds, 300s, you're supposed to review that every day and every night. Just read it over. And it's kind of like a verbal vision board, for instance. So it's something that you just review every day. And it's supposed to help you be clear on what it is that you want. So that's what I started off doing for the year of 2023, creating my vision for myself, really focusing on change, physically, mentally, and really creating the life that I want. I realized that there's so much more to life outside of just working 40 hours a week. You know, I come home, I do homework, I work, the next job, or I do so many different things. So I realized that I'm not living my life. You know, I'm just working and that's it. I'm not traveling. I need to enjoy my life. 2023, time for change. So that is exactly what I plan to do. Change. Not sure what year 2023 is about, but I just urge you to, work on one of your goals. So out of that 300 wish list / goals list, you're supposed to look at it 6 months or a year later and see where are you? Where do you stand on that list? What have you actually accomplished? Because it's so detailed, it's easier for you to accomplish something, you know? And it doesn't matter how small or how big. So you can say, I want to own 5 car washes, you know, and be really detailed about that. Those car wash, what does it look like? What is it automated? Or are you going to hire people to manage it? So you need to be really detailed about that list and be clear what exactly you want and need from that. If it's something from your marriage, what exactly do you want differently or need differently from it? Or just if you're solo, you know, what exactly you need for yourself, for your small family or not. And generally be really, really clear about that as well. So I urge you to create your wish list and figure out what word you would like to use for this year. That's another powerful thing that I've started doing. So my word for this year is consistency. For me, without consistency in everything that you do, mentally, physically, for yourself, nothing can come to fruition without consistency. So even though I want joy in my life, you know, joy is not going to just come to you, right? We need to create a system and be consistent with something that gives you joy in order to have joy. And I realized that I love certain things, I want to do certain things, but I haven't created systems to help me get to do those things, right? Put things in place. So in order to help me be consistent, which in turn will make me happier, right? If I say I want these certain things on my wish list, but it's not going to just happen. I have to create systems to create those, to make it happen. So for me, my word of the year is consistency. My goal is to be consistent in everything that I said I wanted to do. So if it's that writing my journal, listening to I Am affirmations before I go to sleep, you know, doing, reading, writing, doing this podcast, you know, to make a podcast once a month, whatever it is. So I urge you to figure out what that word is of what you want for the year. If it's joy, if it's peace, and figure out what you need to put in place to create that joy for yourself or that peace for yourself. Because that's the only way to encourage change in your life. So this episode is about change and what you are doing to change those things. If you have any questions or you want to talk, let me know. This channel is not very too structured. It's kind of just like the thought process that I may have of what has, you know, striked me when I wake up, or a conversation I may have with a friend. You know, I may talk about my savings goals, just things that I'm doing within my life to create that change in order to live a more fulfilled life. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're all going to die the same way. But I want to be able to say that I've done everything that I wanted to do, and I've lived my life without regrets. So I want to forgive those who need to be forgiven. Forgive myself in that process for transgressions or things that I've done in the past. Because forgiveness is not for anybody else. Forgiveness is for yourself. So when you say that you forgive that person, it's for yourself. It releases that hurt and that anger or whatever it may be from you. So think about that as well. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, or night for that matter. And I look forward to talking to you guys. I'm not sure how often I'm going to be doing this. I still need to come up with a pattern, because again, my thing is consistency. So we can work on that. I'll decide how often I want to do this. Bye, guys.